NAVEDTRA 14137 Bravo, Master at Arms. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 4. 1. How many different categories does the responsibility for receiving and releasing of prisoners fall under? 3. 2. Which category is assigned to prisoners who have been charged with a UCMJ article but haven't been convicted? Detained. 3. Which category is assigned to prisoners who have been awarded a sentence from courts-martial? Adjudged. 4. What is defined as an authorized legal punishment awarded to an adjudged prisoner? Sentence. 5. A shore confinement facility is a place of confinement established as an activity or at a local command of the shore establishment and designated by whom as a naval place of confinement. Secretary of the Navy, SecNav. 6. Which confinement facility level provides confinement and rehabilitation opportunities for prisoners who will be discharged or transferred to the United States disciplinary barracks or to federal prisons if their offenses and sentences after the appellate process allow such a transfer? Level 2. 7. Which confinement facility level is located on operating Navy or Marine Corps installations to service local needs and normally contain a correctional custody unit and a short-term confinement facility that houses pretrial detainees, prisoners who will return to duty, or prisoners who are being discharged after serving short sentences, usually less than a year? Level 1. 8. Pretrial confinement facilities may be established in areas where the average number of detainees or prisoners does not justify more than how many confinement spaces. 20. 9. Pretrial confinement facilities may be used for post-trial confinement up to how many days? 30. 10. Which department is responsible for daily brig operations? Operations. 11. Who is responsible for ensuring the health, welfare, and safety of staff members and prisoners? Brig duty officer. 12. Which position is the hub of the communication system and coordinates information and activities concerning prisoners and prisoner movements? Control center supervisor. 13. Who is responsible to the brig duty officer for maintenance of good order and discipline, sanitation, and accountability and welfare of prisoners in an assigned berthing area or special quarters? Quarters supervisor. 14. Who is the first point of contact for prisoners during intake to the facility? Receiving and release supervisor. 15. What is the most serious deprivation of liberty established as a punishment? Correctional custody. 16. Which UCMJ article was designed to be a means of disposing of minor infractions of discipline without having to stigmatize a service member with a court-martial conviction? Article 15. 17. What is the maximum ratio of prisoners to correctional counselors? 40-1. 18. An academic education program will be made available to all prisoners in confinement facilities that routinely hold prisoners in excess of how many months? 3. 19. Who is responsible for planning and coordinating work projects and working parties which employ prisoners? Work supervisor. 20. A ship's brig is authorized for confinement of personnel attached to or embarked in a ship and may be used for periods of confinement of up to how many days? 30. 21. Persons with a sentence by court-martial of how many or more days of confinement must be delivered to a shore confinement facility? 31. 22. Which class of ships are afloat brigs operated in? CVN, LHA, and LHD. 23. Who is responsible for handling and processing the confinement of adjudged, detained, and sentenced prisoners? Shipboard Corrections Specialist. 24. Which ratio of confined personnel to escorts will be used? 3-1. 25. Who are responsible for movement and accountability of prisoners while outside the brig facility? Escorts. 26. What has been designated as the executive agent in charge of all detainee operations? Department of the Army. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.